English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. L'oncle Dauda veut une belle coupe de cheveux et une barbe finement taillée. Il se rend chez un jeune coiffeur. Il ressortira plutôt fâché. Écoutons-le avec ce coiffeur d'un genre bien particulier. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. 2. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Vous apprendrez ensuite des termes de coiffure pour hommes suivis de leur traduction en français. Vous apprendrez enfin à utiliser « can » pour exprimer le besoin à des formes différentes. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu.
Have a seat, uncle. How would you like your haircut? Pop style, rock style or Zulu style? Neither, please. Just classic style. A short cut with a part on the left. Just like the African revolutionaries in the 60s, Lumumba, Faira, Dieudonné. Come on, man. I don't know those guys. Just trust me, you will be happy. How much will that be? 2,000 francs for the haircut and special price 1,000 for the beard trim. I can't pay that. Hey, man, I'm not an old-fashioned barber. I use electricity, modern tools, and I have wonderful music. By the way, could you please turn the volume down? What? You don't like rap? Some kids gave this CD to me. It's called Enough is Enough. Wow. What are you doing? I told you left part, but you are parting the right side. No problem. I can fix it quickly. Tell me, where do you part your hair again? At this side? In the center? Now what did you do? Now I have two parts in my hair. Why don't you start a new fashion? I'm sure many people will follow you. I don't want to start any stupid fashion. Hey, let me shave your hair completely. It's a very distinguished style. It's high class. Hey, what happened? Turn the lights back on. Looks like the power is out. How can I go back home like this? I'm not moving without a proper haircut. Don't worry. I have hats for sale. You can always come back tomorrow. It will only cost you 1,000 extra. It will cost me nothing. You won't see me again.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue l'oncle Dauda et ce coiffeur. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? Le volume est trop fort. 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? Une coupe courte avec une raie sur le côté gauche. 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Personne ne peut le dire. Répétez ces phrases entendues dans le dialogue.
I can't pay that. I can fix it quickly. How can I go back home like this?
Le mot can exprime une idée de possibilité. Il est invariable et ne forme pas son infinitif avec to. Sa forme négative est cannot ou can't. Il précède le sujet quand on pose une question. Répétez aussi des autres exemples. She can't use an electric shaver. We can enter this barbershop. Can they open a barbershop here? Écoutez et répétez ces termes de coiffure pour hommes et leur traduction en anglais. Un coiffeur pour homme. A barber. Faire une coupe. To give a haircut. Tailler une barbe. To trim a beard. Une coupe courte. A short haircut. Une raie. A part. Une raie au milieu. A part in the center. Nous avons entendu la conversation et compris la colère de l'oncle Dauda. Vous avez appris comment utiliser can en anglais pour exprimer la possibilité et aussi appris des termes de coiffure d'homme. Un conseil, messieurs, si vous voulez une belle coupe avec une raie sur le côté gauche, évitez de vous rendre chez ce coiffeur. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Téléphone.
Le téléphone. Telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone. Je suis au téléphone. The cell phone. Le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call. You have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
Cairo is the capital of Egypt. Je viens du Caire. Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. Vous allez entendre des questions. Elle commence toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu des questions qui commencent par is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe Is Memphis in Florida? Qui vient de Memphis is in Florida. Is Max from San Francisco? No, he isn't. He, pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples. Yes, it is. Ou bien no, it isn't.
contraction de « no, it is not ». Vous avez entendu le pronom « it » qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, « what is it ?» Qu'est-ce que c'est ?« It » dans la phrase « I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it ?»«
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it ?»
Quelle est-elle ?« It » remplace « question ». À la question « Is Memphis in Tennessee ?» on entend la réponse « No, it isn't ».« It » remplace « Memphis », ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
« Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy. »«
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis. »«
Nice to meet you. »«
Nice to meet you too. »
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander, are you from Senegal? Cette question commence par le verbe are. Are, conjugaison du verbe être. You est le sujet, tu ou vous. Are you, êtes-vous? Es-tu? Are you from Senegal? Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, « No, I'm not », contraction de « I am not ».« I'm from Guinée ». Allez-y, répétez, « Are you from Congo ?»« No, I'm not, I'm from Angola ».« Are you from Benin ?»« No, I'm not, I'm from Nigeria ».« Are you from Ghana ?»« No, I'm not, I'm from Ivory Coast ». Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Cette leçon vous apprendrez à décrire les événements qui se sont déroulés dans le passé. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin est allé visiter un groupe de personnes âgées qui habitent une maison de repos ou une maison de retraite. Il les écoute bien car chacun a une histoire très intéressante à raconter. Ils parlent de leur jeunesse et de leur vie. I lived here all my life. J'ai vécu ici toute ma vie. I was a farmer, but I didn't live far from the city. J'étais fermier, mais je n'habitais pas loin de la ville. Apparemment, certaines choses ont changé dans cette petite ville. Écoutons leur conversation.
Are all of you from this town?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good. I'm very happy to be here. I wanted to talk with some of you about the history of this place. But first, I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter.
What can you report here? Nothing happens here.
I want to talk to you about what happened in the past.
What if I don't remember?
It isn't school. It's all right.
That's right. Altogether, you'll remember some interesting things about this town.
I lived here all my life.
What's your name?
I'm Alice. Alice Leedy. I was married to Leonard Leedy for 52 years. Do you know that?
Of course he doesn't know that. He doesn't know us.
And what is your name?
I'm Gerda Huffman. I was born in Germany in 1910.
Who is the oldest person here?
In this room or in the home?
In this room.
That would be Percy.
Are you Percy?
Yes. I was this morning, anyway.
He's lived the whole century.
How old are you, Percy?
I was born on December 31st, 1899, the last day of the 19th century.
Wonderful.
Life in the 20th century has been wonderful.
Were you in the First World War?
Yes. That wasn't wonderful. I remember that very well. My grandfather was in the Civil War.
And who are you?
I'm Herschel Bruner. I'm new here.
But you've lived in this town a long time?
No, I was a farmer. I lived near the town, though.
What was the town famous for?
Oh, I don't think it was famous, was it?
They used to make musical instruments here. What were they?
Violins, mostly, things like that.
Guitars?
No, with bows. Instruments you play with bows, like violins. Do you understand?
Of course.
We made glass here, too. Did you know that?
That sounds interesting. What kind of glass?
Dishes, glasses, bowls.
I remember that. They made everything.
Is there a glass factory now?
No, it left years ago. When did it leave, Alice?
Probably after World War II. So many factories left then.
Lorsqu'on vous pose une question, on vous demande parfois votre opinion sur un sujet quelconque, ou on vous demande tout simplement des informations sur un fait que vous connaissez bien. Par exemple, Martin Lerner demandera au groupe de personnes âgées, « Are all of you from this town? » Êtes-vous tous de cette petite ville? Ou bien, « What's your name? » Comment vous appelez-vous? Écoutez d'abord les questions de Martin Lerner qui vous serviront ensuite comme exemple.
Are all of you from this town? What's your name? Who is the oldest person here? Are you Percy? How old are you, Percy?
Répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner au sujet de faits et de situations que vous connaissez bien. Par exemple, How long have you lived here? Cela fait combien de temps que vous avez vécu ici? How old are you? Quel âge avez-vous? Vous connaissez ces réponses. Essayez.
What's your name? What town are you from? How old are you? How long have you lived here?
It must have been colder then.
I think it's colder now.
My mother was sick. My grandmother took care of us.
I remember people used to be sick a lot.
We always had a doctor or two.
We didn't have a doctor during the war.
Lorsque Martin parle d'un sujet, essayez de donner une opinion sur la même chose. Par exemple, s'il dit, I live in a small house. J'habite dans une petite maison. Essayez d'ajouter une phrase qui se rapporte à la maison dans laquelle vous habitez. Par exemple, vous pouvez dire, I live in a small house outside of town, en dehors de la ville. Continuez avec Martin Lerner.
I live in a large city. I like being a reporter. I'm talking to some old people. I wrote a story about the Civil War. Thank you for talking to me today. I enjoyed it.
Vous avez appris aujourd'hui à bien organiser vos idées dans la tête et raconter clairement un événement que vous avez lu, vu ou vécu. Cela vous servira à le raconter d'une façon plus précise dans ce monde qui change de plus en plus. Il faut garder parfois les bons souvenirs du passé. Si vous voyez un changement dans la ville ou dans le quartier où vous habitez, essayez d'en discuter avec vos amis ou votre famille. In English, of course. Ils auront peut-être bien de choses à vous raconter. En attendant, in the meantime, have a good practice. Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntou
and our guest student from France,
Eva Pacanaro.
That's right. I like the Pacanaro.
I like that.
Pacanaro.
Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC, Jeff Pascal Ilunga. Mm-hmm. He asked if we could go over. Which means revoir, to go over.
So to go over means revoir.
There you go.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, yesterday, last year.
That's it.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now. For example, now.
Now.
Later,
morning, afternoon. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have today,
yesterday,
tomorrow,
very good,
now,
one month,
exactly.
Right. So
1 month is good.
So if you're thinking of a month, we're going to warm up. Let's warm up, and we are going to really get into this time.
Sounds good.
Welcome to now. And to today. And if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In an English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday. Welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time. Because we said now, and we said today, so go a bit in the past, and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yes, 5 minutes ago is the past.
And what is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago? Okay. Why, what is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
Is the age of the time.
That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize it with the verb go, ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Bye-bye.
So maybe that's where it came from.
Of course.
Ago.
Go.
Yeah, it's gone. It's
yep.
Okay.
Yep. Ago.
So we could say a day ago.
A month ago.
Yes,
and a year ago. A year ago, a week ago.
A week ago.
An hour ago.
Right. To imply that that's the past.
Right.
Much. Yep.
And so if it's in the future, what would we say?
Next summer, next week.
Next.
Yeah, very
that's
good.
That's it. So I think we're ready to welcome some of our guests who are going to talk with us. And we're going to all try to understand ago, next. Right? Wow, that was quick.
Very quick.
Like an instant. Okay. And we're talking about time in a linear fashion, I think. And so you always have something in front and something in behind. And so we talked about the past saying last, like last year, last week.
That's
another way of saying a year ago.
Right.
You could say last year. So a year ago and last year, it's about the same thing.
Right.
Okay, but sorry, I forgot our guest. Okay. Well, Jeff, this lesson was designed with you in mind.
Do we
because
have Jeff?
Yes, she says we have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Okay, hi, madam.
Hi. Well, we got your email suggesting that we talk about time and days and lost and next and so we're trying to share this understanding together and with all of you. So Jeff, maybe looking at the timeline of a week, can you give us an example of something that happened within the week, maybe in the past or in the future? Am I clear?
I can give an example. You think last week I was in the morning.
Yes. When you say morning, you're talking about
last week. Another example. Okay, another example.
Yes.
Last week, my first daughter was died.
Yes, and you know we're very sorry that you actually have that example, but it's very real. It has happened to you, and thank you for your example. So last week, Jeff Pascal lost his daughter. His daughter died. And we give our condolences to you, Jeff, all of us. And France, our producer as well, and Aiden, our engineer, and Dave Magnus. Thanks for sharing that, Pascal. Thank you. Our prayers are with you.
God bless
you. Yes. So do you want to give another example, maybe, of something in the future?
Okay. Next week, we start school.
Okay. Next week, they start school. Jeff, to remind all of us and our audience, Jeff is a teacher in DRC. So next week, you start school.
Okay. Yes. Okay. In Skondri school, we start school.
And secondary school, it's like high school.
Oh, secondary school. High school here in America.
I mean next week. It means that next Monday, next week, we start studying.
You start studying. Yes. All right.
Okay.
And we also have.
All right.
Pierrette, who is from DRC, but Pascal, Pierrette lives in Maine, in the northeast of the U.S.
No.
Oh, on the other side of the country.
Okay.
Yeah, west.
Northwest, sorry. Where is she?
Oh, hold on.
Montana?
I might be wrong.
Wait, maybe Pierrette, you can tell
where
us
are
where
you,
you are. Pierrette, where are you?
I thought it was west.
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Oh,
so you're
Portland,
right.
Maine.
You're right.
Okay.
It's east. You're right.
So she's in the northeast of the United States. And Pierrette, you can ask Jeff Pascal a question about this time, either about something during the month or during the week or during the day, something where you can show us the position in time. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Okay, Pascal, when did you do last week?
What did you do last week? This is your question, please.
Yes, when did you do last week?
Okay, Pascal is a teacher. Pascal, you are free. You are free, Pascal, to help correct Pierrette. Go ahead.
Okay, what did I do last week? This is the question expressing the time, okay?
That's a very good question. What did I do? What did he do last week? Yes.
Yeah. So I think what we need to tell Pierrette, we don't say when did you do last week. You say what, not when.
Okay.
Yeah, you say what did you do last week.
Very good.